spreading the good news of Easter through songs and through our stories. Here's a salvation story from Shine.fm. I'm sitting here with Steph today from the Afternoon Adventure. She's a big part of this ministry here. I've had the pleasure of knowing you, Steph, for many years now, knowing your heart for Jesus and your passion for serving him. But Steph, where did that all begin for you? When did you first learn about Jesus?
So fortunately, I was raised in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. It started out with my parents making the decision at the young age of 25 to accept Jesus into their lives. And they had three out of the four of us kids. I wasn't born quite yet, but when they did that and accepted Jesus into their lives, it changed the trajectory of our family forever. And they were all in for Jesus. And they put us in Christian school and we never missed a church service, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And it was just beautiful to see how their faith was so strong, even in the midst of, you know, their first generation Christians. Okay. And even in the midst of struggles.
Yeah. Right?
And so that was instilled in my heart at a very young age. And being able to be a part of a Christian school where verses were, you know, written on the tablet of your heart and you were memorizing them at such a young age, I was so thankful for that. I think I had childlike faith at a young age. Mm-hmm. I think I made decisions and, you know, I think they were wholehearted decisions to follow Jesus, but I don't think personally I understood all that until I was a young adult.
Okay, so tell me about that then. Like when it, like that moment that you accepted Jesus into your heart.
It wasn't until I went through some pretty hard struggles in my life that everything that I learned as a child and through college came alive and went from my head to my heart. I had been married for 5 years and had just had my first baby and found out some pretty hard news as a young wife and a new mom. And I was wrecked. Mm-hmm. And I remember holding my baby and God's word came alive like never before. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. You might not understand everything you're going to have to walk through. But my job as a follower and a believer of Jesus, that my job was to hold his hand and to walk through the steps as much as I could to follow Jesus no matter what I was facing.
Yeah.
I knew God became real to me at that moment. I couldn't live a day then without him. He was so alive. Just as much as I loved my child, I knew God loved me more and my child more, and he knew our futures and what was going to happen and what was going to unfold. And even though I didn't know, I could trust the author of my future. And the heart cannot love what the mind does not know. And so I knew that God had me in a Christian home and learning about his word, because then I felt so madly in love with Jesus and I needed him. I needed him to rescue me and carry me throughout my life from that point on.
Yeah, that's good. The heart, what'd you say? The heart
cannot love what the mind does not know.
Wow, that's good. You mentioned that one of the Bible verses, I'm thinking back to like, that probably might've been like the first one in kindergarten that I had to memorize.
Right, so thankful for it.
So you grew up in a Christian home. Would you say, I mean, it could be your parents that influenced your faith. Maybe you had a Sunday school teacher, but who was one of the most influential people for you in your faith?
My parents for sure influenced my faith, and my pastor's wife and my youth pastor's wife, the Marvin family for sure were there and guided me, told me that God would never leave me. You know, all the church camps everywhere you were, and they were, you know, involved in every area of my life, everywhere I turned, and their faith was such a servant's heart faith that I knew that's how I live my life.
Yeah.
To be a servant of Jesus.
Yeah. That's good. So what do you do now to grow in your walk with God?
I really can't live a day without grabbing onto something that I can hold tight to for the day. You know, one of the things people say to me the most in the community is, you're so joyful. You're so full of Jesus. But really, my joy comes from being in his presence. And if I'm not in his presence on a morning basis, I don't have the joy for the day. I don't have Jesus's, you know, joy in the day. I have to have nuggets that I can grab onto. And that's why Shine means so much to me too. You know, I love God's word and that's what's alive in my heart. But having his truth being sung in my heart, and I say, you know, I'm surrounded by songs of victory all day long. You know, God knew what I needed, even in my career. Because I still face hard things. You know, I'm a single mom with three teens, and there's hard things that we face every day. But God's unfailing love is there, mm-hmm. and His presence is there, and we can trust Him on what we're facing. And because of that, it is a beautiful journey to walk because mm-hmm. He is right by our side.
Yeah. So what does that time look like in the morning for you? Like reading the Bible, praying, devotional, podcast? I mean, I know you've shared a lot of different things mm-hmm. with us as a team, but...
Currently, I'm doing the Bible recap,
okay.
which is amazing for my heart because it takes you through the Bible chronologically and you listen to certain chapters and then it does a recap on what you just learned. So it kind of makes sense of what you just heard.
Yeah.
And I felt like I knew the Bible well from being in it all my life, but this just gives a very realistic perspective. And then I journal in the morning and I pour my heart out to God. You know, I struggle, you know, one of my strongholds is fear, fear of, you know, what the future looks like, or, you know, my kids, I want them to follow Jesus with all their hearts. And, I just have to lay it all before Jesus first thing in the morning, no matter what comes our way that day, mm-hmm. that I will hold on to Jesus's hand as tight as I can and allow Him to guide me and not my emotions, which obviously my emotions are high,
<It's okay.
laughs> they're indicators and not dictators, and that He will guide me in the journey ahead in each day.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific verse that you hold on to as like a life verse or maybe a seasonal verse?
Yes, Romans 15:13. And God gave me this verse right after my mom passed away. It was the summer of 2017. She passed away after a 22-day battle of cancer. Mm-hmm. And just days before, I was faced with having to raise my family mm-hmm. on my own. The verse that came alive to me, and I carried it around on a 3x5 card everywhere I went, and I didn't know why, but I made it into a prayer, and it says, I pray that God, my source of hope, will fill me completely with joy and peace because I trust in Him. Then I will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I pray that verse every single day, that no matter what comes my way, mm-hmm. that I can just keep on trusting Him. And that He will be my source of hope and joy.
Yeah, that's good. So as we walk these weeks up to Easter, what does Easter mean to you?
So I'm so thankful that God has taken our punishment. Mm-hmm. That's just something recently that just kind of opened my eyes, that God is not a punisher. You know, we might feel consequences of our sin or other people's sin.
Right.
But He is not up there just trying to punish us.
Yeah.
And that the cross took our sin, our future sin, and that He loves us. Mm-hmm. It's just such a celebration on Easter morning that He conquered all of that for me. That all He wants is a relationship with me and my kids and all of us. Everyone that's listening, He just wants a relationship with you. And it is such a celebration because it's what we live for. We don't live for anything here on this earth, right?
Yeah.
We live for the kingdom. So it's just a big party. I feel like Easter is, that's why I love that worship night is going to be, you know, the Saturday after Easter, because I think the praise party needs to continue for a whole month. I think the whole month needs to be, I mean, all year round we should be celebrating, but it's just worth for sure a week full of praise.
How does Jesus's victory over death and the grave influence the way that you view trials in your life today?
I think when you lose somebody that you're really close to, death is different.
Mm-hmm.
Losing my mom, you know, she was young to lose her life, and your mom is your mom,
yeah.
right? There's nothing like your mom's love. And knowing that she was a believer mm-hmm. and immediately how shocked we all were that we lost her so fast, but that she was in heaven.
Yeah.
You grieve with the hope of heaven mm-hmm. and you're so thankful and you have this new perspective of, oh my goodness, like we don't have to grieve death. We don't have to grieve. We live for heaven. Mm-hmm. Like my whole mission is let's make heaven crowded. Let's tell as many people as we can how good our God is, not only here on earth, but we want to spend eternity with Him.
Yeah.
So I think that's a celebration of, you know, how we can grieve death as we grieve with the hope of heaven.
Yeah, that's good. And one last question. So if you are speaking to someone who doesn't yet know Jesus, what is the cry of your heart to them? Kind of touched on that already, but
no one could ever convince me that my God is not real. I mean, He has come into moments of my life where His unfailing love has comforted me and allowed me to know that he's there. Mm-hmm. And in your times of darkness, we all have that pit that we can face, you know, nobody's days are going to be perfect. Allow your heart to just open up to him and cry out to him and allow him to speak to you. Because having a relationship with him, there's nothing greater than walking in submission to the Lord. This world, there can be hurts everywhere we turn. There can be things that shock us. There can be hard things to overcome. But your God, the author of your life, the creator of you, loves you so much. All he wants is a relationship with you. You know, one of the things I've learned in Bible Recap is all these, you know, the Israelites went through worshiping all these idols and false gods. And they had to do things in their eyes to like win the favor of the Lord or please their God. And we don't have to.
Yeah.
Like our God, all he wants from us is open arms and a relationship with us. That's mm-hmm. how much he loves us.
Yeah.
So just open up your heart to him and give him your life.
Love that. Thank you, Steph, for sharing.
Thank you for listening to this salvation story on the Shine.fm podcast channel. If you want to know more about Jesus, we'd love to send you a resource from our friends at Bible League International. Just text the word TRUTH to our number 855-98-SHINE. If you'd like to get plugged into a church, visit the Faith tab at our website for a list of churches we've highlighted as a church of the week. Just go to shine.fm.